in Paris, an alternative to Evian and Perrier may be on the rise this month. The Parisian Water Authority introduced a campaign encouraging Parisians to bypass bottled water and drink straight from the tap. Even city water has a certain cachet when it's called Eau de Paris. Eleanor Beardsley sends us this report.
You don't have to lug heavy bottles up the stairs to your flat because Eau de Paris is already on tap in every kitchen and bathroom in the city. But 53% of Parisians prefer expensive, environmentally unfriendly bottled water. Anne Lestrat, president of the Parisian Water Authority, now rebaptized Eau de Paris, is trying to get Parisians to drink what comes out of their faucet.
But really, Parisians are very lucky to have a very, very excellent tap water, you know. And we wanted Parisians to drink more tap water because tap water has the same mineral content as bottled water. Tap water is less expensive. Tap water is better for the environment.
50% of the city's water supply comes from the Seine and Marne rivers. The other half bubbles up from underground water sources channeled through a system of canals and cisterns built by Napoleon III during the 19th century. All that sounds pretty romantic, but will people drink it? Paris's only water bar, Chez Colette, sells 100 different kinds of pedigreed eau from around the world. Most sell for around $6 a bottle. They come from as far away as Norway, Wales, and even Africa. How can plain old Eau de Paris compete with that? New Yorker Pat Fersch says that while she wasn't aware of the marketing campaign, she already enjoys the local eau.
We always order in carafe de l'eau. Gosh, I mean, New Yorkers know that their water is great, so I think it probably just requires people who live here to be educated to know that their own water is really terrific. I mean, I know it's terrific, and I don't live here.
Up at the bar, a Parisian, Cecile Tito, says she would never drink anything that came out of a faucet. But she agrees to do a blind taste test. The bartender prepares the glasses.
Okay, I've got a glass of Eau de Paris and a glass of Kiren mineral water from Senegal.
Cecile tastes the water from Senegal first, and then...
This is Eau de Paris. It's different. It's very different. This is fresh. This is no fresh.
It's the slight chlorine taste that Tito objects to. Paris Water says that soon disappears if Eau de Paris is chilled in a refrigerator. Next month, it will give away 30,000 carafes to encourage Parisians to do just that. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.